Racism gave birth to Auschwitz, the killing factory, liberated by the Russian offensive of January 1945. Hatred of the Jews, exterminating them, was, as Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf, his mission. He sent 1 million Jews to their death in the gas chambers of Auschwitz. 6 million died of starvation, brutal treatment, were shot and burned in the crematoriums in Majdanek, in Sobibor, in Treblinka. The Russians find a few hundred survivors, tattooed for life. They also intercept the trains full of deportees. The Nazis continue to give priority to these death trains, even over the munitions convoys. They make their trips to the approximately 100 concentration camps that are still operating at the beginning of 1945. Millions of Jews, political activists, opponents, Christians, homosexuals, gypsies, have been deported to these camps, and 5 million of them have died of hunger, abuse, and exhaustion. Like the slaves in the Dora Tunnel, the underground factory where the Nazis are assembling another secret weapon, the V-2. The first ballistic missile, with a one-ton explosive warhead that has a range of 300 kilometers. From the German coast, 1,500 of them are launched against London and 2,000 against Belgium, adding to the devastation and the civilian casualties. The Allies' greatest fear is that it might one day carry a nuclear charge. The eminent scientist Einstein himself had warned Roosevelt about the urgency of getting ahead of the Germans. Huge funds were provided, and a team of scientists secretly went to work on the first atomic bomb. A bomb that uses a metal, uranium, that makes it possible to split the atom. It is expected to have the power of 20,000 tons of TNT, more than 2,000 times more powerful than the largest bomb used to date, in addition to lethal radioactive fallout. The designated target was Berlin. But this first atomic bomb will not be finished in time for Germany. In Germany, are there any factories still standing that will be capable of producing such a weapon? Even synthetic fuel is becoming scarce. The carpet bombing, carried out day and night by the Allies, continues to devastate German cities.